Now, last guest as we look towards Warwick Farm today is John Nisbet. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
You're on your way from Canberra?
Yeah, we're about half an hour into the trip.
Beautiful. Well, you're teaming up here with a horse that is really just sort of racing into form by the looks of it.
The other day she was pretty right, she won, which was nice.
Yeah, that phone line's just dropping in and out, but we got your last bit. The run of Perizzata, the win last time, was really strong. You just feel, come back to town and have another crack at 1,200?
Yeah, the problem is the country rating's quite high now. I think she'd be up around the 80, so of course the races don't always fall in the country for that type of horse. But it's probably still the right time here to come up. It's going to get a tricky career on that.
And where do you see her getting from this wide draw today, John?
Andrew, she can be ridden to a speed of a race. She actually led and beat Nat King Koo and her master beat Canberra last time in from a wide gate. So, you know, if they go quick, I'm...
John, that line's just dropping in and out with you travelling on the highway. We'll leave it there, but it sounds like she's in good shape and you're expecting a good run today.
Yeah, no, the horse.
Good on you, John. Thanks for your time, mate. John Nisbet there with Ron Weston, a training partnership with Perizzata lining up in race 6 at Warwick Farm today. Just before we leave, the news hour of Racing HQ, those fields are out for Rose Hill on Saturday. The San Domenico is race 7, due at 3:45, a lineup of 10. It's Pariah, 10. Taking Aim, 7. Tulip, 1. Chauffeur, 8. Condor Heroes, 9. Speed Street, 6. Parast, 5. Another Sin, 4. Medinity, 3. And Jorda Barrier 2. So Gold Standard wasn't accepted for this morning. Now with Hayes and Dabernick, they've also accepted with Tulip and Medinity down at Moonee Valley. One of those will run at the Valley and one of them will run in the San Domenico. So we'll monitor that through the day once Moonee Valley fields come out. And Pariah, Barrier 10 of 10 for Blake Shin on Saturday. The Ming Dynasty, the race before that, race 6, a field of 10. Assimilates drawn 9, Hypnotist 2, Addicted Nature 7, Runaway Barrier 10, as we told you. All of those fields are now out. At the moment, Rose Hill is a good 3 and the rail 6 metres for the weekend. And interesting there, the Tab Highway, we mentioned they only had 8 originally. It's now got 10 lining up in that race on Saturday, the first at 12:05. That's it for the news hour of Racing HQ. Tomorrow, it's Hawkesbury Rolby Mile Day. We'll be covering that with plenty of interviews. Track at the moment is a good 4, penetrometer 4.83 for the Rolby Mile tomorrow at Hawkesbury.